I'm John Osier with a post-draft, pre-minicamp, gotta love the jacket edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Johnny from Atlanta, Georgia writes, Ozone, awesome draft. Could this be the best draft in the Jaguars' history? Sure, or maybe not. It takes 3 or 4 years to judge a draft. At first glance, it looks like the Jaguars could get 4 or 5 starters if this class develops. This soon after the draft, that's all you know for sure. And for now, that does make it a good draft. Now, Brian from Jacksonville writes, John, two thumbs up to you and your minions on your draft coverage. Top notch. Muy excelente. Minions. Minions. Now, Mike from Orlando writes, so, the big question, did David Caldwell reach for Blake Bortles? No. Caldwell took a player he believes can be a franchise quarterback. If you believe that, you don't trade back. You don't wait. You don't risk losing him. You pick the guy and move on. If you're a general manager, you want to put your head on the pillow after night one of the draft, liking your pick. I think Caldwell slept just fine last Thursday. Now, Blair from St. Augustine, Florida writes, John, Josh Scobie and his wife Melissa are expecting their second child in November. I know you'll want to congratulate him. Hey, congratulations, Scobie. Pretty busy little February. Now, Albert from Greensboro, North Carolina writes, Sammy Watkins, Khalil Mack, honestly, could you have missed worse? Well, I missed. I went with conventional wisdom and tea leaves. Credit to Dave Caldwell on this one. It's almost impossible these days to keep a top draft pick absolutely quiet. He more than pulled it off. Caldwell may not be a smokescreen guy, but he definitely has a poker face. Now, Susan from Clearwater, Florida writes, John, ugh, that Meester jacket, what was he thinking? What was he thinking? Well, I'll tell you what he was thinking. He's thinking it's about the coolest thing ever. Now, Tim from St. John's, Florida writes, seriously, Blake Bortles goes number 3 in the draft and you don't start him? Can this be? Oh, it be. The Jaguars want Bortles to compete without what Gus Bradley thinks of as the pressure of expectations. If he's ready sometime next season, maybe he plays sometime next season. If not, the Jaguars aren't expecting to start until 2015. Now, Jeff from Palatka, Florida writes, John, what's the story with the Bold City Brigade going to New York for the draft? Please tell us this special story. All right, sure.
With the 2014 NFL Draft a day away, over 100 members of the Bold City Brigade made their way to Jacksonville International Airport.
No. We want the real story. Oh, you want this story.